Rebarreling, cleaning, and even FFL transfers. Need a stock refinished or some custom work done? How about a trigger job? That's right. Let the gun doctor, Tom Curtis of Curtis Gunsmithing, take care of old Betsy. She'll be in good hands. Call 231-347-3487. That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the second half hour of hour number two here on this Tuesday, September 10th, 2024 edition. Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Got a text message from Steve up in the UP, and this is kind of interesting. This happens to a lot of people. He's excited about the new location. For the Iron Pig, we're calling it Iron Pig South. He says, I'm always pulling a trailer. Very difficult to park at the downtown Gaylord location for the Iron Pig in the city. Hard to do out on Main Street, M32. Hard to do in the back parking lot. Can't wait to stop in at the new Iron Pig on Old 27 where the operation will not be so hectic. Yes, right off of I-75, exit 279 for Old 27. Can't miss it. Great location. And they're going to have better parking for trailers, RVs, all kinds of things there at the new location. Very excited. Going to be promoting it. Again, opening sometime in probably, I'm going to say late October. Could be wrong, but a lot of hoops to jump through, a lot of things to get done, improvements they're wanting to do to the building. So very excited to be promoting it, being a part of it here on the radio station. Now, Ian Murphy brought up the Supreme Court, the appellate court. Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson, former Michigan Democratic chairman and election attorney Mark Brewer, regarding independent presidential candidate Cornel West. Well, in their ruling yesterday to keep Robert F. Kennedy Jr. on the ballot for the Natural Law Party candidate, independent presidential candidate Cornel West will stay on the state's November ballot, despite a paperwork error that the Democrat activists tried to catch the progressive philosopher on. Michigan Supreme Court denied a request by election attorney Mark Brewer on behalf of voter Rosa Holliday to take up the case. The Court of Appeals had previously held that the independent presidential and vice presidential candidate are not obligated to file an affidavit of identity, which the Secretary of State said was defective because the Colorado notary wasn't done properly. That ruling to keep West on the ballot was done by the appellate court on August 30th. In the order, the court said it is not persuaded that the questions presented should be reviewed by this court, end quote. Brewer, of course, put out a statement. We are very disappointed that a candidate who's been secretly financed and supported by Republican interests, who has committed large-scale petition surgery forgery in Michigan and other states, and who couldn't competently fill out simple election paperwork will appear on the ballot, Brewer said, end quote. Here's why the Democrats, Brewer and Benson, wanted West off the ballot. he is completely against the Israeli war against Hamas. He is a Palestinian sympathizer. Dearborn, Rashida Tlaib, and all of the Palestinian sympathizers are not supporting Kamala Harris for president. They are going to do a protest vote against her. Now, there's no way in heck they're going to vote for Donald Trump. With Kennedy dropping and suspending his campaign, they don't have a horse to vote for. Well, guess what? Now they do. Folks, I'm going to tell you right now that this is going to hurt Harris in Michigan. Because if Wes was kept off the ballot, when just looking at Trump versus Harris as their only two choices, they would vote, even holding their nose, pinching their nose, they would vote for Harris. However, Harris is not willing to stop Israel's war against Hamas. In Gaza, she's keeping her hands completely on Israel. She needs the Jewish vote. Why they vote Democrat, I have no idea. Especially with Donald Trump on the ballot, why are they voting for Kamala Harris is astonishing to me. Donald Trump has been Israel's biggest friend as president of the United States, I believe, in the history, going all the way back to 1948. Out of all the presidents we've had in the White House, Donald Trump has been more pro-Israel than any of them. But I digress. The election in Michigan, with this decision right here by the Michigan Supreme Court, denying the request to hear the case, they're not going to take it up, thereby keeping Cornel West on the ballot, very well may have just handed Michigan to Donald Trump. Rashida Tlaib, the Palestinian sympathizers, the Muslims in Dearborn and Hamtramck are going to vote for West. Votes that would normally, if he stayed off the ballot, would go to Harris. It's not going to happen. Brewer went on to argue that the lower court committed a serious error by allowing the Board of State Canvassers to conduct an investigation of alleged circulator signature forgery on West's qualifying petitions at its leisure instead of before West was actually certified to be on the ballot. Court of Claims Judge James Robert Redford held West's campaign submitted the proper number of signatures to qualify to be on the ballot, and that presidential candidates weren't even required to file affidavits of identity. Judge Redford's decision, folks, came out on August 26th. The appellate court's decision was 4 days later to keep him on the ballot on August 30th. Brewer and probably Secretary of State Benson asked the Supreme Court to hear this case on an expedited basis. Well, the Board of Canvassers voted 3-1 to accept the Bureau of Elections staff recommendations to approve West's signatures. The Michigan opinion came a day after West lost a legal challenge to be on Pennsylvania's presidential ballot, according to an AP story. So the chess game that's going on here, folks, Democrats lost. This was a huge defeat for them yesterday by the Supreme Court not willing to hear the case and keeping Cornel West on Michigan's ballot. As a matter of fact, I would not be surprised if Rashida Tlaib doesn't come out publicly and endorses Cornel West. Basically, signaling to Muslims in Michigan, vote for West, not Harris. She wants to keep pressure up on Harris to get her to flip against Israel. And before the November 5th election, 8 weeks from today, not going to happen. It's not going to happen. And as a result, it could end up costing Harris Michigan. And if these recent polls are pointing to the fact that Michigan could be the state that actually determines who the next president of the United States is, well, it would be Donald Trump, not Harris. Why do you think they're coming to Michigan so often? Even back in 2016, when Donald Trump won Michigan over Hillary Clinton by 10,708 votes, thank you, Brian Pennebaker, Macomb County, Auto Workers for Trump. Well, guess what? Didn't happen in 2020, according to the election results. And it could end up being the swing state that determines the keys to the White House. Very interesting development. And again, Michigan Supreme Court, final decision. Not something you can appeal to the U.S. Supreme Court. Why? States are charged with doing and running their own state elections. We do not have national election laws with regards to this process. It's done at the state level. And with the state Supreme Court ruling, he's on the ballot. Final segment of hour number two. We'll be right back.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go, and you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
DairySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
If you're looking to sell an old firearm that's been sitting around the house just collecting dust, or maybe you've been thinking it's time to upgrade to a newer model or caliber, either way, the place to go is Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, they buy and sell pretty much anything that goes boom when you pull the trigger. Except rocket launchers, they don't buy or sell those. So if you're looking for a new firearm or just want to sell old Betsy, you're sure to get a fair price and friendly service to boot at Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey.
Hey, Patriots, this is the boss of Veteran John, his wife, Jamie, in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth. Mega Water. PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, and veteran-owned. Go to megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Rainey for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
All up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north. And you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number two. One of the things that we are going to talk about in the next half hour is a breaking news story by former state senator, gubernatorial candidate Patrick Kobach. He's going to be on the show from 11:07 to 11:30. Breaking news story about the presidential primary election that was held in February 27th of this year. Ties right in with the threat that Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson put out in a video from her desk in Lansing, telling canvassers, 83 counties in the state of Michigan, folks, each county has a board of canvassers, two Republicans and two Democrats. They are nominated by the chairman of the Republican Party and the Democratic Party, and they submit the names to the county clerks and or the commissioners and or the election committee of each county. They are then selected. Two Republicans, two Democrats. Election 8 weeks from today, November 5th. That's a Tuesday. 2 days later, Thursday, November 7th, Board of Canvassers in all 83 counties get together at the clerk's office to certify the election. They verify that the county, each township, city, village that makes up the county, has balanced the number of votes cast matching with the records as to who's registered to vote in the county. When they're balanced, they're supposed to certify the election. That's what our election law says. The canvassers will certify the election. What happens if they don't balance? What happens if they don't balance? Well, if they don't balance, then you would think the logical deduction, the common sense logical thing to do would be not to certify the election. They don't balance. According to Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson, who's an attorney, Dana Nessel, the Attorney General, who's an attorney, Governor Gretchen Whitmer, who is an attorney, and their cohorts, their comrades in action, Mark Brewer, former Democratic Party chair, who's an election attorney. They believe that the election law says they have to certify. They don't have a choice. Even if the township, cities, and villages don't balance, you still must certify the election. Then again, I have a very simple question. What the heck is the purpose of even having a board of canvassers if they don't have any choice in whether they certify or don't certify an election? If it's boilerplate, rubber stamping that they must certify the election, then why even have them? It doesn't make any sense. Now, I know the Democrats all would love to eliminate the Board of Canvassers, but that's not what our election laws say. But they're trying to twist the wording of what the election law actually says. Well, we're going to get into a conversation with Patrick Kobach in the next half hour and talk about it. Breaking news story. 82 out of 83 counties in Michigan's presidential primary that took place February 27, 2024, were unbalanced. But yet, the election was still certified. Trump won Michigan, Biden won Michigan. This is amazing. And then he's got information about our county, Antrim County, where Victoria Bishop, my wife, won the primary to be the next clerk of Antrim County. It didn't balance. And he's got a breakdown of those numbers. No county in the state of Michigan balanced other than Kalkaska. This is amazing. And this was the presidential primary back in February. How did we actually certify the election in Antrim County for the August 6th primary? I mean, this is amazing. So we're going to have Patrick Kobach on. We're going to talk about it. Also, 11:35 in the third hour, second half hour after Kobach, Michigan Supreme Court made another ruling yesterday regarding violations of the Open Meetings Act. We're going to talk about that at 11:35. Very interesting take on whether or not elected officials having private meetings before they take office the following January. Election held in November. Meetings were held November and December. Very interesting ruling by the Supreme Court. That's it for hour number two. Top of the hour news. Patrick Kobach in the next half hour. Open Meetings Act violations in the second half hour of hour number three. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana, and you will